Talk Live, Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. It is in here with you.
And Mark?
Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Everything on the site is totally free. We're starting things off here by continuing in phone calls, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Mike in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Mike, you're on with Ian and Mark.
Hey, it's Mark, hey, I'm not 25. I'm 49. I spent 10 years in the military, and I'm in the National Guard.
Okay.
I spent a year in Iraq, spent a year in Afghanistan, okay?
Somebody's cue up the Star Spangled Banner, then.
Yeah, okay, let me tell you. They cut off our interpreter's tongue, okay, because he was working for the U.S. government, and they cut the arms off the guy who used to do our laundry.
The Indians did the same. Go ahead.
And I don't know, you know, you're so far left, you're a foul ball.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to both of us? We're far left. What do you? How do you define far left, and how do we
far
fit
left?
That?
Do whatever tickles your fancy. Okay. No, I haven't used drugs either. Okay, and I can't use drugs. And I know a lot of people in my company can't use drugs.
Do you drink?
Because I come to give the drug test. Yes,
hey, Mark,
I drink.
Do you drink?
Drug. I drink. You're right. I drink.
All right,
and
so
I
you're
smoke.
A drug user. Move
okay,
on.
Right.
What else you got?
I smoke. It's a drug also.
Yep.
There you go.
Druggy.
Okay? But your drugs are legal. Some people's drugs aren't.
Mark.
And they should make smoking illegal.
What? They should.
That's right.
How is that a far left, a far right issue? Don't you think that people on the right generally look to the Constitution to lead them? I mean, does that sound constitutional to you? Does that sound like the land that our founding fathers put forth, where they should make tobacco illegal? You're not hold on. You're not a righty. You're an authoritarian.
You're a big government
guy,
Mike.
We're a country of
Mark.
Laws. I'm telling you. I'm a libertarian. I like the government out of my business.
You're
like
nothing like a libertarian.
Sir, you are not a libertarian. Okay. You just advocated banning cigarettes.
No, I'm saying, if you say drugs, okay, I've seen the drugs. And you talk about, oh, you're a minority if you haven't used drugs. Well, in my company, you get drug tests. In the National Guard, you get drug tests. I know a lot of people haven't used drugs.
Uh-huh.
So you're rambling on. What are you talking about, you haven't used drugs? What's that got to do with being a libertarian?
No, because you said, you know, what do you mean, we should make drugs legal. Well, we're a country of law, and laws are supposed to protect the people. They're to protect the people mainly.
No,
they're not. These laws are not protecting people.
They are. Okay, he's right. The law, the drug laws absolutely are protecting people. They're protecting the jobs of the DEA, and they're protecting the drug dealers. They're protecting their profits.
Yeah, but they're putting me in danger every single day.
Of course.
Here's how they put me in danger, Mark. They put me in danger because now crack is, I don't know, $10, $15, $20 a rock. I don't know. I don't know much about crack, if you'll pardon me, but you know, it's hyperinflated because because it's illegal.
Right,
it's hard because cops want to put you in jail for having it. It's
hyperinflated. I don't agree with that.
You disagree?
What part's wrong? What part's wrong, Mark?
It's a victimless crime. I'm saying, hey,
victimless crime.
Hold on. Now we got two Mark. The caller, your name's Mark, correct?
Right. Correct.
Okay, we got two Marks here. So Mark, the caller, make your points. I want Mark, the talk show host, to shut up for a moment.
Okay. A, we're a country of laws. Supposed to be for the benefit of the people. Does the government go aboard? Yes. Okay? But can everybody do whatever, you know, tickles their fancy? I got arrested in Chicago for having a gun in my car. I got an Indiana gun permit. It's not recognized in damn Illinois. Cost me $2,000 and they kept the damn gun.
Yeah.
Okay? Should I be allowed to have a gun? I think so.
You're damn right. There's a Second Amendment out there, isn't there?
Exactly. So I agree with you on some things. The illegal immigration thing. I just spent 2 weeks down on the border. In the Guard, I got a full-time job. I've seen the Mexicans get exploited. There's a guy where I'm working, the rich, wealthy employer, got a bunch of illegal Mexicans redoing a historic building, which he got federal money for. Mm-hmm. One of them almost lost his damn ears, and I told the employer, he needs to be taken to the hospital, get a tetanus shot.
Okay.
Okay, you need to go fix his ear. He doesn't have medical. I agree with you. Yeah, we'll pay you chump change. If you say anything, we'll get you deported.
Okay,
that
very
needs
good.
To be fixed.
All right.
Okay. They'd be like you and I do, and they got, you know, families and everything else. That
sure they do.
I don't agree with the way they're doing it. The process. I was born in France. My mom's French. My mom had to come here. She had to know the branch of government. She had to take the
test. It's good to know that we're on the same page on some issues, Mark. But what's the? Where is it that we're disagreeing with here? What is it that? Where's the conflict at?
The government isn't all bad.
Yes, the government is all bad, and here's why. The government funds itself via coercion, meaning it forces people to pay for its lousy services. And if I don't want to pay for its services, the government is going to come and try to arrest me, and if I don't want to go with them, they're going to kill me, Mike. That's bad, isn't it?
I agree with the way you put it that way.
Then the government is bad. Whether or not their services are nice or not, whether or not everyone likes the library or not, is not the issue. The issue is the way the funding comes in, and the funding comes in through violence.
I agree with you on that. I just got my daughter's book rental fees, and there's $2.50 for a stupid student ID and a $6 fee for a student handbook, 174 books for a junior in high school. It's crap.
So there you go. So you're wrong, and the government is bad, right?
Not totally. I'm part of the government being in the National Guard. And I went to Iraq to help people.
And your money, sir, your paychecks, sir, are being garnered through coercion and force. How can you feel good about that? While you may have helped people in Hurricane Katrina, and that's great, and I appreciate that and everything, good for you, thank you, I'm sure those people really appreciate it. I don't appreciate being forced to pay for it, and there's all the other people in the government that normally their job is to help people, like the police. A lot of people get into the police department to help people. They want to stop the criminals. But unfortunately, when I decide that I don't want their services anymore, I become a criminal. Or if I decide I don't want to send my kids to government school anymore, I become a criminal. And then the police are going to come after me, and they're going to try and kill me. So all of a sudden, the group that was supposed to be protecting me and protecting my liberties has become the group that is threatening my freedoms and threatening my liberties. This is a very serious problem we have here, Mark.
Well, and I agree with you on that, because, like I said, I know my rights, and a lot of people just arbitrarily give them over. They don't know that if a cop pulls them over and says where they're going, they don't have to tell them shit.
Oh, my goodness,
see you later,
we
Mark.
Have to let you go, Mark from Indianapolis.
Oh, he was doing so good there, too.
800-259-9231.
Am I blushing? Good Lord.
Let's talk to Ike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ike in Arizona.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
All right. I remember a number of times that you were wondering why some of these people went... shall we say crazy, on finding out the so-called true reason for 9/11?
The 911 truthers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The idea here, basically, is the reason they go after these things, at least this is my idea, is that it is used as a talisman. Whenever any kind of bill goes up, any time any argument happens, all anybody has to say is, well, we were attacked on 9/11. They make the presupposition that it was the Muslims, the Arab world, that attacked us.
Mm-hmm.
If that is in fact the wrong idea, if that in fact is the lie, then that and it becomes common knowledge, that particular argument then loses its power, and with it, most of what our president is doing.
Yeah, that much may be the case, but their case is so hard to prove, and it will be continually rebutted at every single turn, and no one will ever be able to officially say, I don't think, what happened. No one has yet ever been able to officially say what happened to John F. Kennedy, and at this point, it doesn't even matter, does it?
Well, at this point, whatever happened to John F. Kennedy, the whole context of what was going on back then is no longer the case now.
That's right.
However, the so-called war against terrorism is still happening now, and 9/11 is the goad that's using to continue that war.
Yes, that much is absolutely true. You're right about that. However, I just don't think that it's a persuasive issue for people that, especially for people that are totally in the dark, especially for people that have signed on to the government program.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's more important to persuade those people on the issues that they agree with us on. That might be lower taxes, that might be more freedom in some areas, or government intrusion in other areas. Trying to prove that the government was behind 9/11 is a futile process. It will get some people on board of your little train, that much is for sure, but at the same time,
well,
it's also going to alienate those who are absolutely closed-minded to the idea.
Well, I haven't exactly made my decisions one way or the other on that, except you know that the government itself is a liar, so obviously something about their official report is a lie. So.
Oh, no doubt about it. I don't believe a word the government says, but at the same time, just because somebody else says something about the situation doesn't mean I should believe them either. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it, Ike. 800-259-9231. I'm just jaded and cynical. I don't believe anything anybody tells me.
Apparently not.
This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. John in Texas, Alan in Indianapolis. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Yeah. He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 8th, 2006. Gold opened at $6.10 an ounce and gold coins can be purchased at $6.39.73. Again, that's $6.39.73 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Foreign countries have had a significant impact on the price of gold and the demand continues to be strong. Summertime has a tendency to slow down trading in the physical markets and there are many bargains to be found. With fall weather and kids back to school, these opportunities tend to dry up quickly. If you are a bargain hunter and would like to take advantage of these offers, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I would also like to mention our free report regarding government rules on trading gold privately. Call for that report. It's free. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you take control, toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition. And once again, that's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. You may have heard, if you're kind of around the Internet, you may have heard of the Wikipedia. It's this neat little program that they created that allows anybody and everybody to go in and edit an encyclopedia. So it was all created by the readers of the encyclopedia. So same idea for the Free Talk Live Wiki. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com and you can edit anything that you see there, virtually anything at least, and you can add to it, you can create, and so can everyone else. So that means that people can change the things that you put in, but then again, you can change the things that they put in. You'll get it. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free. And all of the content was created by you guys. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to John in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on Radio Free Austin. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you? I'm calling because I wanted to talk about, lately I've been seeing on TV just news, and mostly I've noticed Discovery Channel has just started this mass re-brainwashing, which is they're doing documentaries on 9/11 and how Bin Laden is behind everything, and just basically try to reinforce what they've said, because I guess they feel people are waking up to this and they want to kind of put a higher fence up before people jump the fence. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I mean, Bin Laden has been appearing in the news more recently. Mark, you mentioned that last night, or I guess a few nights ago, Bush gave a speech mentioning Bin Laden 17 times after he hadn't mentioned him for 2 years straight.
Right. I think that you know, if you do believe that Bin Laden committed these crimes, you should be outraged that Bin Laden's still free. I mean, if he's the one who's behind the hijackers blowing up the buildings, and that's pretty much what I believe. I believe that's that line of reasoning. Then I'm outraged that George Bush hasn't gone and gotten him. Now he wants to talk about him. That we got an election coming up.
And another thing I want to talk about is there's no way you can convince people otherwise or anything like that. Because the bottom line is most people are followers. They want to follow the herd. And until you can teach people to think for themselves and not think what's cool and what their next door neighbor thinks and what, you know, it's just a bunch of complacency is what happens. Everyone's just so worried about what someone's going to think about them.
Yeah, and it's easier. I mean, it
makes
easier.
Me sick.
It's easier to let people to let other people do the thinking for you, and that's what our government has been doing over time. It has been sort of just abdicating people's responsibility to think for themselves. For instance, 100 or 50 years ago, they decided to start mandating that all kids go to government schools, which took the decision out of parents' hands as to where to send their kids to school or how to educate their kids, and many parents were very grateful for that. I mean, why should we have to think about these things? We shouldn't have to think about where to send our kids to school. We'll just let the government do that for us. And it's like people are eager to relinquish their responsibility. To them, it's a good thing. To them, it feels good. But for people like us, it's frightening and it's scary because we think responsibility is important, and we think it's important to be to critically think, which is something that I think is a lost art in America.
Yeah, and another thing is people that do think for themselves, they're basically the old saying, you know, the nail that sticks out is going to be hammered down. Well, that's what people do. They try to, if you don't want to go with them, they're going to bash on you until you either give in or shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is just killing everything as far as just any kind of liberty that anyone has, any rights anyone has. People are so complacent that, let's say if they take, like the gentleman earlier was talking about taxes, and you know, no one's really supposed to pay taxes. Wasn't that supposed to just be temporary? And people just got complacent
they were all
with,
supposed to be temporary.
Well, people just got complacent with, hey, well, taxes are good for us, you know, let the government take money out of my check. Let them do whatever they want. Let them do whatever.
Sure, why make waves?
Oh, well, it's fine because it's the government.
And
you know, anybody that says anything different, they're going to be looked at and ridiculed until they think like everybody else.
And they know that if they stand out and they make waves about taxes, then they're afraid that they're going to get approached or attacked by the government and
audited.
They're going to be punished or audited, and they're scared to death. I mean, so I think it's so important to do what you're suggesting. That is, if you believe in liberty, to stand up for it, to spread the message as wide and far as you possibly can. Don't be afraid of the consequences, because it's just becoming we're way too far down the road towards totalitarianism and fascism in America. And
I'm scared it's going to happen within the next 10 years, and that's not an exaggeration. It makes me sick. And you can't, the only thing really you can do is make people, try to get them to think for themselves, because until that happens, there's, you know, you can get, I would tell one listener, hey, well, get out there and speak your mind.
but they're going to get discouraged because they're going to get bashed on by everybody else that's thinking along with the herd.
Well, the good
and the
thing,
rest of the herd is getting slaughtered.
Absolutely.
Pretty much.
I totally agree, John. And the good thing is we've created a way here on Free Talk Live for those people that believe in liberty and freedom but aren't really quite ready to stick their head up out of the ground about it to actually help out and spread the message of freedom and liberty in an anonymous fashion. And that's why we've created the AMP program. And I suggest you go and check it out at amp.freetalklive.com when you get a chance. Thanks for the call. We really do appreciate it. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. It's a simple idea. The idea is, look, if you don't want to stick your head up out of the ground as an advocate for freedom and liberty, send us $3 a month. Send Free Talk Live $3 a month.
We pop our heads up
six nights a week. 3 hours
seven,
a night.
From 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we talk about liberty every night on this show.
Exactly. We'll do all the hard work. We'll take the shots. And all you have to do is send us $3 a month. Amp.freetalklive.com. And it's totally voluntary, the way things should be. Let's talk to Jason in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Jason in New Hampshire. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, two things I want to talk about. One is your Shriner, virtual Shriners. I know you guys came into the Second Life the other night. The last night, I think it was, and saw what that's about. I'm listening again from there tonight.
That's right. You're talking about a computer, I guess, networking game called Second Life. It's a pretty neat little thing. I went in there and poked around. You've got an area that you've built for Free Talk Live listeners to hang out in. And the thing I think that's the coolest about it is a while back, there was a Free Talk Live official chat room. And people would go in and chat during the show, and sometimes we'd have 15, 20 people in there, and it got really difficult to really understand what was going on in the chat because there were so many people talking at once, and there was some attitude, and there was some conflict, and so eventually there was just so many complaints about it that I just shut it down and shut it off. And I think that the Second Life, which you get an avatar, you can customize it, you can customize your look, and you can go in there and you get things, and you can put different clothes. I mean, it's really totally user customizable, and it's neat because you can actually walk around and talk to different groups of people. You can move, you can fly. It's like a chat room times 100, basically, for the show, and it's something that you've set up, Jason.
Right. Well, I've had a lot of help, actually, so I'm certainly not taking all the credit. Jimmy Castro is the guy who's doing all the building, and he owns the land, and he actually decided to call it Gimme Liberty Bar is the name now that we're working with for this space.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the Shriner thing, we have a charming young lady, Avatar, listening in tonight, and she was wondering how she can become one of your first virtual Shriners. So that's something we'll have to work on.
We'll have to think about that. If you had a second issue, hang on, Jason, hang on. 800-259-9231, a virtual Shriner. I don't know if we can accept it, because there's no way to guarantee that the person's a female.
Well, the rules for the Shriner are 2X chromosomes.
So if she can take a real-life picture, she could be our first Shriner in Second Life. That might work. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. currently for sale by owner. The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves as always via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. We go back to Jason in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi, thanks. So the second issue I wanted to talk about was minimum wage.
Yes, sir.
And I agree completely with the points you made earlier. I think minimum wage is disastrous, destructive to the ability of people to freely to contract with for whatever purposes of their own.
Absolutely.
And one example, going back to the Second Life, economy, which is going to be very interesting to watch as this develops, because there's a true economy in here. People working, for example, in clubs, and basically they will get paid in Linden dollars, which is a freely traded money.
It's an in-game money.
It's an in-game money, but it has true value since there's a free market exchange where people can buy and sell it. Now, people are obviously working at way below minimum wage, so does have a minimum wage enforced, you would have to say no, people are not allowed to have fun this way by taking a job that's kind of fun and pays them maybe 25
Let me translate just for a moment here to people just tuning in. You're talking about a game called Second Life where people go in, they create an avatar, they can do things, build things, make things, interact with one another. You're saying that there's a currency in the game called Linden dollars, and these dollars translate, I think it's 10 to 1, 10 Linden dollars equals 1 U.S. dollar. So these things really are worth real money. You can take U.S. dollars, pump them into the game and enrich yourself, essentially, and use those dollars in the game to trade and to buy things and to, as you're putting it, pay people. So, for instance, if you build a big club or a house or something and you want somebody to stand guard out front and you want to pay them in Linden dollars and you're paying them 10 Linden dollars an hour to do that, they're essentially making one U.S. dollar per hour at that. And you're saying that, well, if we're going to enforce the minimum wage, then maybe we should prevent these people who are doing this on a voluntary basis from having fun in this game in the way that they want to.
Exactly. It's absurd when you think about it that way, that we have to assume that everybody who has ever paid for anything is doing it for one purpose only, that it's always for their pay their rent or whatever.
I mean, sure.
So it may just be another good example of a nightmare scenario you'd have trying to specify, in this case it applies, in this case it doesn't, et cetera.
Right, and imagine trying to enforce it in the online virtual world. I mean, it's one thing where you have an employer that follows all of the IRS rules and fills out the W-4s and the W-2s and all that, and the government knows about those people, but the government doesn't have any idea what the 300,000 or 600,000 people in this game are doing, just like they don't know that there's gambling going on. There's gambling going on in Linden dollars in this game world, and it's impossible for them to possibly infiltrate this world and stop this.
No, but what's going to happen probably, I mean, there's a lot of speculation, and this will be very interesting and very significant issue to watch because it has huge real world, I mean, it's a virtual world, but a lot of the same issues play out.
Yeah, and can the government crack down on in-video game freedoms?
Right.
Amazing. Let us know what happens, Jason. Thanks for the call.
800-259-9231.
Let's talk to Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on WXMT. Hey, Vince.
Hello, Mark and Ian. How are you doing?
Good as always, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got a suggestion for you.
Yes.
And I've heard this gentleman before. His name is Andrew Gage. He writes the books about money and fiat money.
Yes.
And there's a thing called Monex, or was Monex.
Monex?
Monex. Monex.
Okay.
It's a company in Great Britain that, they're promoting the cashless society.
Okay.
But, and I don't think that's ever going to, the political reality, that's not going to happen.
What's the suggestion?
Well, my suggestion here is, if you want to change, they're talking, the gentleman there, previous callers talking about Linden dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a group in the state of Washington, they trade Cascadia dollars.
What are those?
Just regular print money that they trade. Up in the Cascadia regions of the state of Washington.
Okay, and there's also Ithaca Hours in Ithaca, New York as well.
I think there's Buffalo dollars, too.
There are alternative currencies, and they're a great idea.
And but, here's one thing. And the one thing I've been suggesting, in the Libertarian Party, which they think I'm nuts sometimes, but, the government should coin the money. That is their constitutional responsibility.
Yeah, well, it does say that in the Constitution, but at this point I'm convinced that they don't need to be doing that either.
No, I don't think so either, but if they were going to coin the money and they wanted to charge interest, that's fine, but then let's reduce the taxes.
There's no doubt that we should reduce taxes, although I also suggest that if you're looking into alternative currencies, Vince, you may find the Liberty Dollar very interesting. Have you heard of that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
and
so
I'm open to. I'm an accountant and a lawyer, so don't.
The best of both worlds.
Well, there's a lot of my fellow brethren are turning into libertarians.
Excellent, that's good to know.
Because they see what's wrong, what's going on. Because I mean, there's a lot of us is.
It's easy to see what's wrong, but it's not easy to necessarily see the solution. And it's good that you're in the world of accountants and lawyers, and maybe you can switch a few of them to our side.
I mean, here's one thing that they should do is get rid of the basic standard unit of account.
Well, I think they should get rid of, do you mean the Federal Reserve note?
No, the Federal Reserve note.
They need to get rid of it because it's not worth anything.
Yeah, it's backed by nothing.
Nothing at all.
Made on a printing press. And
you know, it's worth 3% of what it was in 1913 when they created it. In 1912, dollars were backed by precious metals. Precious metals,
gold and silver,
are essentially buy the same things that they buy that with the same amount of precious metal. You can buy the same amount of stuff, like loaves with whatever, you know,
an ounce of gold.
An ounce of gold will buy just as many loaves of bread as it would in 1912. But now the dollars won't buy nearly as many. Yeah. Obviously, $1, you'll be lucky if it gets you a loaf of bread.
And it's something that definitely needs to come to an end. It's such an important issue and something that more people need to understand. Vince, thank you for the call, as always. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And by the way, if you want to learn more about the Liberty Dollar, which is a real gold and silver-backed currency, an alternative currency that people around the country are actually using and trading in, I would recommend you go to dollar.freetalklive.com. There's more information about it there. Again, dollar.freetalklive.com. Hey, Mark, did you hear that the space shuttle launched recently again?
The Atlantis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that it was going to go off.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo. Hey, let's shake some pom-poms. Well, here's some other news from TheOnion.com. Cape Canaveral officials at the Kennedy Space Center announced Tuesday that they have set August 6th, well, I guess this is a slightly old article, as the date for launching $700 million from the Denarius 4 spacecraft, the largest and most expensive mission to date in NASA's unmanned monetary ejection program.
Wait. I think people need to know that The Onion is a satirical newspaper.
Yes, it is, and it's very funny.
They're not launching a bunch of money in
the
space.
They might as well be, though, right? NASA Administrator Michael Griffin said, quote, "This is an exciting opportunity to study the effect of a hard vacuum, zero-gravity environment on $50 and $100 bills." Who noted that the Project Denarius, which, by the way, I looked it up, Denarius is an old type of coin from way back in Greek times.
It does sound like dinero, which is in Spanish, and Spanish is a Romance language, so yes.
They noted that the prior Project Denarius missions only studied space's effect on fives and singles. Quote, "Whether the money's immediately incinerated because of hard radiation or freezes in the near-absolute zero temperature and shatters into an infinitesimal pieces, or drifts aimlessly through the cosmos before being sucked through a black hole into another dimension, it will provide crucial information for our next series of launches, which will consist of even greater sums of money in larger denominations. Denarius IV, or the fourth in a series of unmanned monetary dispersal probes, will leave Earth's atmosphere at 36,500 miles per hour, the highest velocity at which money has ever departed the planet." Said Project Denarius lead scientist Dr. Lou Weaver, quote, "The craft's time release hatches, using cutting-edge ATM money ejecting technology, will systematically discharge the currency at intervals of $50,000 every 3 seconds. Cameras on the craft's exterior will capture images of the bills as they majestically pirouette into the heavens, dotting the black void of space with elegant spirals of green." More on the way about the money ejection project that NASA's in the middle of. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words: everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time?
Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Still just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us on our website anytime at freetalklive.com. And you can shop with us. We've got the Free Talk Live store open. The extended pre-order sale is still going on right now. You get over 7% off if you go to store.freetalklive.com. Order yourself some T-shirts, some hats. And by the way, there have been some changes to a couple of the products. We're now expanding our offering on the Free Talk Live bowling shirts. It's now up to 6X in size. So pretty much to fit anybody at this point. 6X is available.
That sounds like that shirt could fit your family.
At store.freetalklive.com. And, of course, the DVD sets are there, the classic episodes of the show. Great way to help support Free Talk Live and get some cool stuff for yourself as well. Again, store.freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, there's a poll going on as well in regards to the store as to whether or not we should offer the United States Postal Service shipping. Because up until now, it's been UPS only because, well, I don't like the government and I don't want to support the United States Postal Service. But it appears that some of our listeners want that as an option, in which case, if we do decide to introduce it, just understand if you choose USPS, there's no guarantees. If they lose your order, you're screwed. We're not making good on it. That's their fault. You try and get your money out of them. But the poll is going on as to whether or not we should or not at poll.freetalklive.com if you want to cast your vote. That's poll.freetalklive.com. So talking about this article from The Onion as to this story. Now, by the way, just to preface this, The Onion is a satirical newspaper, but it's still a great, it's still a very poignant story about the Denarius IV spacecraft that the NASA is going to be launching into space for the purposes of ejecting, well, $50,000 every 3 seconds in $50 and $100 bill increments. I mean, the idea being that they're just going to throw a bunch of money up into space. Far more ambitious in scope than previous missions of $88 million, $110 million, and $375 million, Denarius IV is a two-stage spacecraft. Its solar probe, Croesus, will disengage from the main craft in October and release $12 million into the sun. The craft, with its remaining payload of $688 million, will then travel across the solar system, reaching Jupiter by June 2007. Once there, it will eject the money from a cargo bay in what will be the largest single financial deployment in NASA history. Quote, "This is just another step in our long-term goal to put $1 billion on Mars," said one of the executives. NASA is continuing to perform extensive endurance tests on portions of the $700 million, including acclimating it to extreme atmospheric pressure by deploying a sample stack of $200 million to the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, strengthening its resilience in high-temperature conditions by sealing it in airtight containers and lowering them into the lava flow of Hawaii's Mauna Loa, and replicating the high-acceleration environment of space travel by shooting bundles of dimes out of magnetic rail accelerators at thousands of feet per second into giant axial fans. Some in the private sector are attempting their own currency-expelling space flights, including Virgin CEO Richard Branson, whose Virgin Galactic plans to eject two million pounds from the still-theoretical Spaceship Three orbital aircraft. This is where the story breaks down. This is the problem with this story. It was funny up until this point. But it's unrealistic to believe that private agencies like Spaceship One would actually eject money into space. Now, we know that's what NASA does on a regular basis. They're called spacecrafts, but it's essentially your taxpayer dollars just being ejected into space on a questionable basis to bring back virtually nothing.
Well, they did invent freeze-dried ice cream.
They didn't invent that at all. Some private company invented that for the use on the spaceships. So, while it is true that NASA is more than happy to send your money into space, private agencies are very, very careful to spend as little as they possibly can to do space exploration, and they're only doing space exploration in the hopes that they might make money in the future. These are investments for these private agencies. So anyway, let's go back to the article. Although polls indicate that a majority of Americans support the NASA mission, some fear a repeat of the 2003's Denarius III disaster, in which hundreds of thousands of dollars burned up in Earth's atmosphere when the ship exploded shortly after leaving the launch pad. Reports suggest that one of the craft's solid gold money clips failed during liftoff. NASA officials dismissed that risk, saying that should the mission fail, the lost money could be replaced by any of the other stores of $700 million the agency has in reserve, and that the mission could be relaunched as early as January 2007. It is time to get the government out of the space exploration business.
That is.
No business doing that. It is our money that they're wasting up there for questionable return. They have no interest in getting a return at all. There's no investment for NASA. They just get money hand over fist from Congress and then spend it on whatever it is they spend it on, and then next year they come back to the trough for more. And it's all at our expense, and we gain nothing from it. Oh, okay, so we get to watch the spacecraft go up and go, ooh.
It's like a really really expensive fireworks.
Yeah, that's neat. And it is neat, okay?
It really
is. That we can explore space. That's great. But we should be exploring space on a private basis with space explorations funded by people, funded by investors who voluntarily gotten behind the program and who have a possibility and possibly making a profit somewhere down the line. That way, if there's a failure, if something blows up and it costs billions of dollars, you and I don't have to pay for it.
You know, that's how it was done. That's how they found America. It was private ventures. I'll grant you that it was private ventures in some cases by kings and those sorts of things. But it was also done by merchants who were expecting to make money. It just doesn't make any sense to me why the government should be funding NASA. What did the American people gain from it?
Nothing. Just a good feeling.
Nothing.
A warm feeling in your heart.
Tell me what NASA has brought the American people.
Yeah, if you can answer that question, 800-259-9231 will slip in here in the...
Velcro?
No.
Sorry, neither one of them.
Privately developed. So Jason in Chicago has a quick email here. He says, "Guys, I need some advice. You have helped me realize that I'm a libertarian at heart, but I'm still learning about the issues. As you probably know, Michael Moore is releasing a new movie about the healthcare system. I'm not sure, but I'm guessing he's going to be calling for universal government-provided healthcare. Well, my friends, by the way, the news has come out now. Yes, he is going to be releasing this movie, and it's an attack on health insurance providers. So his solution is probably going to be, well, government should do it all. Anyway, he says, my friends really enjoy Michael Moore and will probably end up going to see the movie. I used to think Moore was great, too, and I haven't really watched or read anything by him since Finding Libertarianism, so I'm not really sure if I'd still find him entertaining. So the advice I need is how to handle the post-film debates that my friends and I will surely have. Universal health care does sound great, and I'm sure Moore will make a convincing and biased case for it. So what are some key counter-arguments when the time comes?
I think that one of the key counter-arguments to that is who's responsible for providing this universal health care? I'm supposed to pay my taxes, and if I don't pay my taxes, I go to jail, by the way. I'm supposed to pay taxes so that you can live whatever lifestyle you want to live. I think that universal health care is going to promote worse health in the American people. You can smoke as much as you want. Your health care is going to be taken care of in the future. You can eat whatever you want.
But part of universal health care is that if the government is in charge of all of our health care, then they get to set all of the rules as far as what you can and can't consume.
Mm.
So they may very well say that, well, now that we're in charge, you're not allowed to smoke cigarettes anymore. Because it's just costing too much.
Yeah, that's absolutely what's going to happen.
So as a result of that, everyone will be controlled and their choices will be lessened. So in regards to some of the after post-film debates, really it comes down to, and you touched on this at the very beginning of your point, is who is going to provide this stuff? I mean, if you have a right to health care, which is the suggestion by universal health care, meaning if you need health care, you get it from the government because you have a right to it. Well, if you have a right to it, then who is going to be providing it? What if no one wants to be a doctor anymore? What if they lower the rates that they're paying the doctors to the point where they don't want to do it? Or maybe they just don't want to fill out the paperwork anymore. What happens when the supply of doctors dries up? Are we going to force people into the system? And then, of course, you can always dredge up information on all of the other failed government health care systems around the world and ask them questions about that. And after it happens, Jason, email us some specific questions about objections to the system, objections to universal health care, and we'll be happy to address those. 800-259-9231. Just enough time for Glenn in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hi, I'm calling about that space shuttle.
Yes, sir.
What that does, as an American, it makes me feel proud, just like watching football on TV and being obese and being one of the dumbest countries in the world. That all makes me feel proud, just like on the space station and having the best president we ever had. That's what makes me feel good.
I think we're one of the dumbest nations in the world.
Especially football. Watching football with my buddies and drinking beer and cold beer like a good old American.
Woohoo!
I'm so intelligent.
I gotta say I like beer and football.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, join the club, buddy. Come over. Come over for the barbecue.
Thanks for the call, Glenn.
And nothing I like more than barbecued meat.
Well put. 800-259-9231.
Where do you like the meat, Mark?
On the plate.
Okay, just checking. 800-2... Anyway, what am I saying? It's over. We're done. The week is finished.
This is it.
It has been
Monday
in here with
at
you.
7. And Mark.
And yes, we will see you back here Monday at 7, same time, same place, online. If you don't get it on your radio, you'll get it online at freetalklive.com. And if you don't get it on your radio, call your local program directors and say, hey, I want more Free Talk Live. We'll see you Monday night. Have a great weekend.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...